Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today's Wednesday, we continue our discussion on likability. And one of the things that I think is critical, yesterday we talked about first impressions. I think one of the most powerful things you can do in any situation is smile. Smiling changes the dynamic of everything. It disarms people, makes them feel more comfortable. It ingratiates you to them. Everybody likes a smile, and why not do it? You're meeting somebody new. You're having a new interaction. Why not smile? We talked about first impressions. One of those powerful things you can do is that for that first impression is just to simply smile. And then as you progress into a conversation with a new person, make the interaction about them. One of the things that we all know is that we all believe that we have the best story. And we want to, what we do is we sit and we have our discussion. It's a two-way dialogue. And somebody's telling you about a great trip they took to Italy. And you're just waiting for that moment to break in because your trip to Italy was better than their trip to Italy. At least in your mind, that's what you believe. And you're just waiting to get that, so you can break into the conversation and tell your side of the story. Because again, your story is better than their story. They don't know it yet, but they'll find out once you tell them. Here's the thing. Nobody likes to be one-upped, right? We don't. We don't like when somebody comes over, we're telling a great story, and somebody comes over the top and thinks their story is better than ours, and now there's this competition. If your goal is to be more likable, the best thing you can do is to sit back and listen to what other people have to say and resist the need to one-up that person that you meet. If you can simply be humble, you can show interest in what they're saying, that will cause you to be much more likable. At the end of the day, people's favorite topic is themselves. We know this. Let them talk. Let them vent. Let them go. And you can just sit back and listen. And if you become a great listener and you can feed into their stories without going over the top and telling them yours, it works. And we've talked before about this, just how powerful it is to be a great listener. Because if you are a great listener, you're not sitting and thinking what you're going to say next. You're completely engaged and you're in the moment with the person that's speaking. And once you do that, people realize this. And it's a subconscious realization, but they still get there. They know that you're interested in what they have to say. You're showing evidence of that. You're listening. You're feeding back information. And they just like you as a result. And sometimes they don't even know why, but it just happens. I want you to think about that in all your interactions as you move forward. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, just know that you can subscribe. You can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving where you want to go in life. And I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is just come here. Get here for a couple minutes a day. It doesn't cost you a dime to do it. Just get here. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. And use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about treating people with respect, regardless of where they are from a social standpoint. Just treating everybody you come in contact with respect. It's so important. But for today, I just want you to think about that interaction with the person that you're getting to know. And the question is are you allowing them to speak? Are you taking in what they're saying? Or are you simply thinking about what you want to say next? Focus in on them. Make them the center of attention for you. And just be that great listener. And as a result, you will be much more likable.